This Friday, the International Olympic Committee will announce which city will host the 2004 Summer Olympics. This year, the race is narrowed to the ancient rival cities Rome and Athens. Athens held the first modern Olympics in 1896, but lost its chance to stage the Centennial Games last year to Atlanta. And although Athens remains the sentimental favorite, experts seem to think that Rome has the edge for 2004. Journalist Louis Economopoulos joins me from Athens. Is there much attention being paid in Athens to the upcoming announcement on which city will host the 2004 Olympics?
Definitely. Everybody's awaiting, of course, Friday. There's an air of optimism, at least from the Athens Bid Committee members and the press, and in general the citizens of Athens and Greece. They feel that they're definitely a lot more prepared in this bid than they were in the previous one in the 1996. In other words, they weren't relying basically on history as they were then. Here they feel they have made big advancements on the facilities that will be needed. In other words, they're saying that more than 70% of the facilities are available even now, and it won't be long before the rest of them will be available.
Well, what happened when Athens lost out on 1996?
Well, there was a very big disappointment, and matter of fact, there were the first reactions were that they would never again bid for an Olympic Games. But a year later, things quieted down, and they felt that the Olympic Games should come at least one more time back to Athens, the original birthplace of the Games.
Well, the smog and the heat didn't help you much.
Definitely not, but they feel, again, the officials here, and especially Athens city municipal officials, believe that the Athens pollution problem is a lot less than it was a few years ago, and especially when the early 1990s. They've made a lot of advancements in this area. In other words, they've banned most of the vehicles from coming into the center of the town. They've made certain measures against industries which have been polluting around the area, and they feel that they will be a lot cleaner air, at least in the year 2004.
So the front runners now are Athens and Rome, and many who think they know are giving the edge to Rome. Is that how people in Athens see it?
Not at all. They feel that Athens has the upper hand, and they believe so.
Yeah, but the head of the International Track and Field Association said the reality is that the Greeks are not capable of organizing an event of that nature.
This was, of course, a big controversy, and this is something that's still going on here in the Greek press and among the citizens of Athens, that this was something that was possibly staged by the president of the committee, only because he, of course, wanted to push the Rome candidacy.
Don't you have a very vocal group there locally opposed to the Games? What's their problem?
There's a group that has surfaced recently, last a few weeks. They're called the Citizens Initiative Against Hosting the 2004 Olympics in Athens. They are complaining that if the Olympics comes here to Athens, there will be problems with the environment, city planning, and financial disaster. It will be a financial disaster for Greece. As a matter of fact, they're taking the bid committee to court, going to the Council of State, which is the highest court here in Greece, trying to stop some of the projects which are being planned for the Games. I can't say there's a lot of support for this committee. In other words, what we're talking about here is about 95% of the citizens are in favor of the Olympics being held here in Athens. This group is a small minority, and it's being seen that way as something that won't be a problem to blockade this candidacy.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Journalist Louis Economopoulos in Athens.